Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we have a very special guest joining the show today. We have Mr. Luke Boyd, the commissioner of the Fichtner Fantasy Football League, where he's going to discuss his impeachment accusations along with some week one matchups. So, should be a fun show today. Haven't had a guest for a while, so hopefully, you know, this will start the trend in the right direction for having more guests on the show. But yeah, I can't wait to get started. Fantasy football is right around the corner. Let's get after it. And now it is my honor to introduce the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League of Elmhurst, the Fichtner League, Mr. Luke Boyd. Luke, how's it going out there, buddy?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on, Riddle.
So, before we get into fantasy talk, you're currently in Los Angeles, California, trying to make your run as porn producer, correct? Or what are you doing out there?
Not quite porn producer yet. That's plan B. Currently, I was working at a company out in Los Angeles. Got laid off because times are tough. And now I'm on the prowl looking for a new job. And you know what? Maybe porn will be my thing. You know, I did win the superlative for most likely to be a nudist.
Well, I swear every person that runs off to California, like when they're in their 20s, it's like cocaine and porn stars, you know what I mean? It's like all of a sudden, like, you just end up in that crowd, and then you're like, whoa, like, I gotta get my life together before I'm just like 45 and I'm still doing this.
No, that's the ideal.
But it's
way into the circle.
It's cool that you're following your dreams. I remember when you just kind of were like, yeah, like, I'm gonna go out to LA, I'm gonna do my thing. Honestly, I was super happy for you, because if there is one person to have success on the West Coast from the Chicagoland, definitely Luke Boyd. So
Thank you, yes.
Wish you all the best out there.
Yeah, out in LA, I mean, I want to be in the entertainment industry, and that's really where you got to go.
Absolutely. Entourage, a great influence for you, I presume. Vinny Chase, a little turtle action.
I am Lloyd from Entourage.
What about, who's the other guy, Johnny Bravo? Oh, yeah, big Johnny Bravo guy over
Johnny
here.
Johnny Drama?
Yo, Johnny Drama, Johnny Bravo. I don't even know where that's from. But let's get into it right here. So, there's been a lot of talk on the street right now of the impeachment on the rise for Mr. Boyd. Luke, how long have you been the commissioner for this league?
I believe we've had this. It will be our 10th year of the league.
10th year. 10th year as commissioner. So that's already, you know, hats off to you for making it this long. You know, you see someone like Roger Goodell, who each year you think that maybe it's his last year because everyone is just shitting on him. And lately, for the last few years, it's been in the question, what is going to happen to Luke Boyd's job? There's been some questionable playoff questions with seating. Mr. Minneapolis Mike Caputo recently put in a video. Can you explain yourself? And
he's talking out of his ass. He just knows that we are now new rivals, because considering that I made my team name the Niners featuring Nick and Madison, which highlights his one season when he failed miserably as a coach because he was dating Madison Navarro.
Well, what? So for him, it's personal, you're saying?
Yeah, it's more of a personal issue. He thinks that I adjusted the rules last season to for in favor of my team to make the playoffs as a bye seed. However, I've always run it as a democracy. It's always been to a vote.
We did have that one vote on our draft this year. What did we change? Oh, no more divisions, correct? It's just one big league?
Correct, no more divisions. And then Coughlin did recently call me out for not changing the settings. but you can't change the settings after you've drafted, so we're just going to adjust them later.
I give you full credit on that quick meeting before the draft where we took the vote. I thought you handled that very well. From a league participant as I am. But I will say, what is your response to the hate being thrown your way? There's been multiple people saying that maybe Ethan Holman for commissioner. I don't know about that one, but his name's been thrown around. What do you have to say to just being compared to Ethan Holman on, you know, the commissioner job? I think it's just an insult, in my opinion. But what are your thoughts on different names getting thrown around?
I think there's just people like to boo the commissioner, such as they do Roger Goodell. I think that being the commissioner is a very targeted position, and people kind of just overdo the fact that I'm not doing a good job for the fun of it.
There's been talk on who's the best league in Elmhurst fantasy-wise. I gave us a shout-out a couple weeks ago to the Anthony Santos-Chris Kloss League. You know, I think they just kind of, you know, giggled and just, you know, was like, oh, that's funny, you know, because they, you know, think that they're the best league. Why do you think that the Fichtner League is the best league in the land?
Well, I'll tell you what, Riddle. We've been around for 10 years. We've got more camaraderie and more history within our league than any Anthony Santos league can ever have. I'll tell you what, we have better punishments. They've copied our punishment about, I think it was 3 years ago, they copied our punishment of where we have somebody run 6 laps, chug a beer, and eat a donut after they come in last place. So it's obviously they're trying to steal from our league. They know we're great. And I'll tell you what, we don't have Jared Rossiano in our league.
That's, and I think that's the X factor right there, that we don't have Jared. That's just like, you know, was their league's doing great, but then it kind of teeters off when you hear that name. You know, you're kind of like, like, how can you really compete with other leagues when you just have members of just, you know, of Jared's
trash?
Trash. Man, I really hope that Jared hears this. I feel like I'm going to have expect some visitors at my place anytime soon now.
I think this might start the flag football game we've been supposed to get to with that league.
If this podcast is sparking a rivalry like that, or, you know, attracting more human beings to this podcast, and it's a win. I'll take my life for that right there. I'll take the punch in the face. That's fine for the views.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I give them kudos for having a league, but we're clearly the best league out of Elmhurst and York High School.
It's not even a question. I am in more leagues this year than I've ever been. I think I'm in like 7. But fantasy, like our fantasy league, is like what I look at. It's the first one on the leaderboard. It's what I want. Like, I will take a loss in every other league if it means that I can somehow make the playoffs in the Fichtner League.
Absolutely.
And I feel like
line is impeccable.
And you know, we have diverse members who bring something to the table, whether if it's losing really well, winning really well, talking shit really well, taking the shit.
Can I ask you who's good at losing really well?
I think me right here. I think,
Ticket.
Yeah, well, Ticket's just as good, but you know, Ticket, you know, he's that guy where it's like, you know, by the week 15, his lineup, like, he has one guy missing. He has, of course, Amari Cooper in the lineup, but, like, you know, this is not going to cut it with Julian Edelman in the flex. But he kind of like teeters off at the end. Like, he tries, but once he realizes that he's screwed, you know, he doesn't put as much effort in. For me, I'm like, you know, trying my hardest every, which is why it's so hard for me, but I just know that at the end of the day, it's for the love of the game, and that helps me get through. But I would love to see some more results in the future, because I did win this league once, but even you didn't remember it when you were like, oh, everyone raise your hand if you've won a league, and you're like, oh, wait, Riddle, you have? And so I'm trying to get to, like, that 2 championships where Riddles is relevant again.
Yeah, another championship would definitely do that for you.
I think you as a commissioner are sneakily underrated in our league. You continue to perform year after year where you have, you know, kind of mediocre starts, but you have been drafting those Lamar Jackson type players where he can make or break your team. And so let me know that now that the draft is over, what are your normal draft tendencies and what were your tendencies this year in this year's draft? What do you think about your team?
I can give you away all my secrets. However, I just like to, tight ends are big.
Tight ends are big.
Quarterbacks are big. People forget about that. I like to take the try to get the top guys at each position, whether if it's the top tight end or the top quarterback.
And
I often can attest to that.
And you know what? I'm not trying to set you up on, you know, live footage here with giving away your draft tendencies. I think it's just good for the non-fantasy players out there to know, like, if you were to join a league, what you should
That's
go
true.
For. And I think the explanation that you just gave is a perfect representation of guys you should go for. I think tight ends are overlooked this year. I went for the big tight end strategy,
yep.
even though Kelsey, questionable just like that. So about five of my leagues where I have Kelsey in, who knows if he's even going to play the first day. So I've been having to pick up secondary shit tight ends in all my leagues. Which is kind of scary.
What's his outlook right now?
He said he was limited in practice yesterday, which is good. He was playing. He wasn't, like, sitting out. So hopefully they're just resting him. And he's had a couple of knee issues in the past. I'm pretty sure that he sat out, like, his whole rookie year. But after that, it's just been, like, here and there. He's pretty consistent. So I'm not worried yet. But it's not like I love to see a Kelsey questionable, especially for a Thursday game where he doesn't have a lot of time to, you know, produce and are like, you know, produce in practice. So I'm hoping that he has like a full practice day tomorrow and that the worry's gone. But you know, those Thursday night games in the week one are always so worrisome because I mean, that can like make or break my week. And if I have a shitty start, then it sucks that four of my leagues, I have Kelsey who just didn't produce.
I see. And what I would also say for drafting tips is that I recommend to mock. I mock draft literally maybe 80 times going into our season. I think it's just important to see if you draft a wide receiver first, then how's your team going to look? If you draft a running back, then how's your team going to look?
Exactly. And I think that's a very good point. And I think that mocking can really give you like the lay of the land, you know, it gives you a couple options just in case the person in front of you drafts who you want. So you have to have a plan B right there. I totally get that. So let's go into, some week one matchups. I know that's what everyone in our league wants to know. First of all, I want to bring up the power rankings I created. I'm not saying that I made perfect rankings, but in your opinion, would you say that they're pretty, you know, close to what?
They're pretty close.
And I think that's the best that I can do, as I think pre-drafting a fantasy team was almost impossible. I don't know how everyone's going to produce, but I think just in my head, I kind of use a little bit of the ESPN projections and then just, you know, a little bias, but not really that much bias in this year's power rankings.
The only things I had problems with, I think Ethan and Nick Fornato should be at the bottom.
Honestly, the more I was looking at Ethan's team, I don't mind it that bad. He's actually pretty solid because I forgot how, like, if Joe Mixon actually produces, that he's a monster, and he already has I know, well, I think that's if Cincinnati produces, Ethan Holman is in business right there. That's for sure. But I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to boost up Ethan Holman. I like your last prediction along with Nato. I think that's, you know, no bias there. But, yeah, I think for the most part, you know, Holman did make a good point where that all of, like, the top four people in the top of my predictions were all in the Freak Bowl running last year besides Coughlin. So that is, you know, a little worrisome. Well, and I'm just going, you know, based on teams that were drafted. You know, if you had a bad team last year, that doesn't mean that just because you had a bad team that you're going to be bad this year. I mean, I guess in our league it kind of does because everyone that sucks just stays sucking. Whoever wins keeps winning for the most part, so I don't know how that works. I think some people are just better ball players than others.
Exactly. Although I do think, Riddle, your team looks very superior this year compared to the past.
And I'm happy you brought that up. I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn over here, but I am happy with my team this year. I went with the two running backs and the tight end, Kyle Coughlin strategy. I think that's gonna pay off. Well, let's just hope that Kelsey's healthy, I guess, phase one. And Kamara was scaring me a little bit with his, you know, holding out, even though he says now that he never did. So I think that, you know, the media was twisting things around, but yeah, I'm excited to just get this year started. I'm happy it's here. But yeah, let's head in. Let's do some week one matchups really quickly. So let's go with my matchup to start, since we're just talking about my team. I'm playing Holman this week. He's projected to beat me by 2 points right now. He has Big Ben actually starting instead of Joe Burrow. I guess he's going matchup right here because Big Ben actually plays on Monday, I believe. But I think it's going to be a pretty, you know, definitely a rivalry week matchup right here. You know, it's kind of a statement game for a league because, you know, I don't want home and get off to a hot start. But myself, I want to get off to a good start. I hate being 0-1. I've been 0-1.
I'm going to give you the win there.
And I think, I mean, it comes down to, I think, how much McCaffrey goes off. I might, maybe I'll hopefully get a McCaffrey week one where he just kind of does okay. I'm hoping for a Hollywood Brown flex, big 50-yard touchdown or something. It just would, you know, push me over. But you're right. You know, I'm liking me in the week one matchup. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to win because I don't want to jinx myself. But I'm, you know, I think it's going to be a competitive match right there. Let's go to, let's save your matchup for last, just because you're the guest today. Mike Nassar again. Actually, no, you are playing Nassar. Okay, let's just go into your matchup. Fine. Okay. Yeah. So you're playing Nassar this week. You're projected to win. Actually, no, Nassar is projected to win by 3.
I was projected until Leonard Fournette became a Buccaneer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that kind of put your projections a little lower now. Well, because he's projected low now because they don't know. They're unsure of his touches. But I think if he proves to Tom early that he can produce, then I think that, you know, Fournette's going to put up the same projections that he, you know, potentially could have had in Jacksonville.
Yep.
So I'm saying that, you know, you're going to get the win week one. I'm not thrilled about Nassar's team. You know, I talked about it before, you know, he seemed a little, you know, down on his team in the draft. He seemed like he was hesitant with a lot of his picks. You know, that I believe in that fantasy mojo when you're down on your team, that can kind of
doesn't have control of the locker room right now.
No. And
my team.
And that's what I'm saying. And you know what? Chris Godwin might go off, but I think actually that Galladay might have a great game against the Bears, but at the same time, the Bears, you can shut him down, you know? So Gallup, I mean, who knows about Gallup? I don't know. Yeah, Austin Hooper, he's on Cleveland now. I like him on the Falcons. I don't know how I like him on the Browns, really. Yeah, so I'm giving the 69ers the win right there.
Thank you, thank you.
Yep. So let's go to two-time champ or, you know, I think has Big Daddy won 3 championships or 2?
No, I think it's just been the 2. He's going for his 3-peat.
So he's going for the 3-peat this year. He is facing Minneapolis Mike Caputo's, not projected too high. First week, 106.6. Big Daddy is projected 114.3. I'm definitely going Coughlin here all day. Week one.
Coughlin.
I think that, you know, that's a safe bet right there. Coughlin is tended. I think I actually played him week one last year and got the dub. So Coughlin's due for a dud, but then he wins about 9 in a row. So I don't think this is going to be it. I think Coughlin's trying to make a statement right off the bat.
It's hilarious. I feel like he's going to take a little while to get his footing underneath him in the NFL.
I do agree with that. OBJ is a wild card. You know, if he's producing OBJ old numbers, yes, but I mean, who knows? It's Cleveland. I do like. I think Al Robinson will have a good game. He's going to be an underrated player. Tom Brady, also a question mark. I mean, I can see Tom Brady putting up, you know, he might be good for the Bucs, but if, like, will he be good fantasy-wise? It's, you know, who knows yet. So he has some.
Their offense is going to be hot, but we'll see with that. It's a big question mark.
And Nato was right. You know, and I do like Calvin Ridley in the flex. I think Ridley's going to be good this year. I think he's going to have a breakout season. I do like him. Lots of upside. But, yeah, Nato, you know, he said in the beginning it takes his team of a few weeks to get started, but let's hope that, I mean, that his team can do that because that's, you know, risky, you know, hoping that your team produces over time.
He does have an exciting team that can pop off with all the young talent he has.
I do like Jonathan Taylor on his bench. He's starting in one of my leagues, actually, so I just noticed that's a good pick. You know, Wisconsin.
Boomer bust.
Yeah, boomer bust, definitely. So Coughlin, definitely, I mean, heavy favorite there. Don't know what I guess cough by 7.5 is a spread. You know, that's a tough spread, but, you know, should we go cough money line? I don't know. That's yet to be seen.
I'll take Coughlin for the spread.
Yeah, spread. Looking to parlay with maybe a bailouts. we'll see. But we'll get to bailouts matchup. So let's go to a Freak Bowl preview with Coon. Chris Kloss and Dan Fernando's Vegas son.
Chris Kloss is Sam Kuhn.
Wait, it's not Chris Kloss's team? I thought Chris Kloss was in our league. I didn't know. I wish he was. Actually, that'd be sick. Our clout would be like off this chain. Chris Kloss. I mean, he is like literally Kloss is that guy that you go to the park to play basketball and that guy is like actually hitting like wet jumpers and you're like, damn, that guy's definitely played some ball this time. I love being, you're always staying on the court the whole 2 hours if you're on Kloss's team. You're not going on the sideline. Vince Gaudio wishes that he could be on that team, but he's actually that team that just like keeps getting subbed out every like minute and you're like, and then Vince is sitting there for like 45 minutes waiting to get in.
Oh yeah.
Story of Vince Gaudio's pickup basketball career. But so this is actually a close matchup here. We have Kloss is actually favored to win by 103-100, very low projections. Kuhn's, let's go to Kuhn's wide receivers here, who are his team. Devontae Adams, Julio Jones, Mike Evans. Can't go wrong with any of those picks. But I think he took too many wide receivers as his running backs. He's now relying on Todd Gurley for his number one running back. And then Devin Singletary, who has huge upside, but you know, it's who knows with that Bills offense. It's good, but it's kind of like not the greatest for fantasy. What do you think about Pastuovic's team?
So Tickett's team was definitely not one of my favorites coming out of the draft. But now that I look at it more, actually DeAndre Swift, the Detroit's backfield is a mess. I don't like that pick at all. But the rest of his team seems to be okay, very subpar. I think I'm going to probably give him the loss against Sam Kuhn.
I think so. You know, I'm going to give Sam Kuhn the win week one. You know, he seemed, you know, he was ready to go at the draft. You know, he was, you know, excited about his team. I do like the energy from Taco. He's definitely going all in. You know, he's always, but that's the thing, he's always committed in the beginning of the year. And then he kind of, you know, you don't hear from him for about 2 months during the season. So we don't know who's running his team, actually. But he's definitely, it's definitely him for now. And I think it'd be huge for a team like Kuhn, even though it's against maybe one of the lower teams in the league. It's a start. It's a start.
I think he starts out with a win.
Me too. I'm saying it's a close, like Eastern Conference, like gross low scoring matchup, like a Tom Thibodeau Bulls, even though like not with that statue, but like, you know, maybe like a New York Knicks, Charlotte Bobcats action. But yeah, I'm,
it's gonna be gross.
But I think, you know, a win's a win in fantasy, no matter how you win it. So you're right. I'm going Kuhn as well. Week one. Sorry, Ticket. You're going to really, you know, not love your feedback on this draft, but prove us wrong. Prove us wrong, Ticket. Mm-hmm. And so let's go to the last matchup here. We have Luke Liebert, hashtag bout that action. One of my favorite names in the draft. I think it might be my favorite, because of just, he has that shirt. And, you know, he rocks it. And he was just so confident when he went up there. And I think Liebert has some swag this year, which I'm loving.
Yeah, he's got a little swag. Came in with that Lamar Jackson shirt on and was able to draft
him. And able to draft him. He pulled that off very well. But so he's playing Kleinhans, though, who was my number one projection in the first week of the power rankings. Kleinhans, this is his fourth year in the league now, I believe.
Yeah, I'm looking at Kleinhans' receivers. They look a little gross between A.J. Brown, D.J. Moore, and Cortland Sutton.
So
those are all the guys you don't want, really.
I agree, but I disagree in a way that, you know, I think those guys are all, you know, those guys are supposed to bring out this year. So if they all, you know,
they all trash quarterbacks. That's my
thing. Do, which is, you know, not fun as a viewer, you know, to be a fan of the, you know, Tennessee Titans and Denver Broncos all season. That's like, you know, there could be stretches where Drew Locke, you know, can't get the ball downfield. I mean, I don't even know how Drew Locke really is. I've never really watched enough film to know, you know, to trust him as, you know, having him as, you know, having Cortland Sutton as being one of my big receivers. But I do like the, you know, I think A.J. Brown, you know, I picked him up in the league last year. He is really good. It's just, you know, if he's your number one receiver, that's really risky because he's a boomer bust player. So you don't know how consistent his receivers will be, but you know, DJ Moore, I do like him. You know, he's actually, you know, I mean, he, for a PPR league, he's going to get touches for sure. Cause it's not like the Carolina wide receivers are, you know, out of this world with, you know, him, Curtis Samuel. Is Curtis Samuel still on the team? Is he still on the Panthers?
It sounds about right.
Not that it matters. I mean, that's gross anyway in itself, but, you know, that's why I think that DJ Moore could like be that guy that gets like some garbage time tutties from Teddy Bridgewater. But I do like his Dak Zeke Elliott combo that's a sexy combo right there. So
they have the Rams week one, typically have a pretty decent defense.
True, but it's Sunday night. You know, Dallas likes to go. Actually, I feel like Dallas is kind of 50-50 on Sunday night. They either ball out or they just kind of look shitty. Yep. So it could be, you know, I know I have Klein as my week one, you know, power ranking position. I might take about that action this first week. He's projected to win by one. Technically,
I'm going to go the same.
Go ahead. No, sorry. No, you go.
I really like Miles Sanders against the Washington football team.
Ooh. That could be juicy. And the cool thing about Liebert is he's a huge Philadelphia fan, so he has Sanders, and then he wears the Lamar Jackson. So he's getting all his guys this year. Yeah. So about that action's
There's
for real.
A lot of about that action, I'm gonna have to give him a win.
I 100% about that. I'm sorry, Kleinens. You know, you're still, you know, I see you going, you know, making a run in this year's league, but I think week one about that action is gonna come out to play. And I think he's just, I think that he's gonna be bringing too much hype to the table for Kleinhan.
And personally, I don't think Dotson bailouts can handle the hype and the energy coming from about that action this season.
So, I totally agree with that statement. I think about that action is one of my, I mean, according to my power rankings, he wouldn't be a dark horse to make a run, but I'm still making, since, you know, he hasn't had the best track record in the past, I don't think he's made the playoffs, or has he made the playoffs yet? Liebert, I think he has.
Liebert, I don't know if he has.
He's either made it one year.
One season.
Yeah, I think one season. But I think this year, yeah, I'm putting him on that. I'm giving him that hype. He's my dark horse to make a run. Great guy, you know, deserves at least a run at the thing. He's one of my people that, you know, if he wins, I'd be happy for him. You know, besides myself, you know, he comes in a second behind me, but he's one of those teams that just a likable team. You can't help but root for. So we're at the end of our show here. We were actually gonna. So we tried to. FaceTime Liam McFarland to the show. He is just a part-time owner.
Hanging drywall.
Yeah, so he's hanging drywall right now. He actually said that he would like to come on the show, but he said before that he had some stuff going on tonight, so obviously the drywall comes first. But he's a part owner of the Minneapolis Mike Caputos. He's basically, you know, he's kind of just a Minneapolis endorser, I'd say. You know, he kind of just brings that hype. Doesn't know the most about fantasy, but definitely talks the most in our group chat. So I give him full credit for that. He definitely, you know, he's in Montana right now, I believe. So he, you know, he's been trying to get us to come out there for a while. I think he sends us about 3 flights a day that are, you know, actually they're pretty good deals. I've looked at most of them. I'm like, well, you know, there's really no excuse not to go out there. So maybe one day we will as a league maybe have a draft there. I think that'd be kind of a unique place to go. Shoot some guns out there or something. I don't know what else there is to do in Montana. In the camp, yeah, exactly.
Drink liquor.
Yes. So it was an honor having you on the show today. It's been a long time. We've been talking about doing a Riddle Me That appearance for you. You know, you know, we had the Riddle Me That Facebook show back in the day. So I guess I'm in danger of copyright infringement, but hopefully you won't,
not.
You know, apparently I've checked my podcast earnings and I've somehow made $43. I don't know, even know how that happened. I think maybe it's from the sponsorship. So I'm like, do I cash out now? So yeah, if you want any, you know, if you're, you know, think that you're deserving of any of those winnings, you know, you just let me know and I'll give you the Venmo. It's been an honor. I'd love to have you on again this fantasy season. I think, you know, you're a voice of our league despite the impeachment controversies going on right there. I vote that, you know, you're my commissioner from day one. I go where you go. So you always have my support
that.
Over here. And but yeah, I, w- I wish you all the luck this season.
Thank you.
And I plan on, you know, giving you your team shout outs throughout the year, as everyone should know what the commissioner is up to during this fantasy season.
Sounds great.
But yeah, I'll catch you on the flip side, and I hope to see you on this show very soon again, Mr. Boyd.
All right. Thank you, Riddle. I wish you the best for your team as well.
I appreciate it. All right.
Peace out.
Peace out, baby. Love you.
Riddle's rant of the week.
Bang, bang, what's the hey?
My Riddle's rant of the week. It's going to have to go out to Ronnie 2K. Last week, NBA 2K21 finally came out Thursday night at 11. It's been a long time coming for the new 2K. I love 2K20, but I actually didn't get into it right away, so I was a little behind when it came to my career production and stats. I was always behind because I started so late. So I always felt like I was playing catch-up. Now, this is the first time in years that I've got a video game pre-ordered, and I'm playing it on the first night it comes out. But the only problem is that Riot 2K, your servers fucking suck. The 2K servers have been awful. Me and my roommate Coughlin have been trying to grind it out in the 3-on-3 park world, and it's not been working great right now because we are lagging out like crazy. We are playing 5 seconds behind the actual game. And that just, you know, it ruins the stats. It ruins the stats, and, you know, it's all about the stats. It's all about the production, and we're just not seeing it out there. And, you know, I think Ryan 2K is holding us back right now. He just came out with the Instagram video of him just jumping into, it was the stupidest TikTok I've ever seen. He's, like, jumping into, like, all his different shoes that he has. So he's, like, 6 different types of shoes laid out. He just keeps jumping into each one. Terrible editing on his part. And then he just dabs at the end like he's fucking 10. So he's just doing that when the servers are trash. So he's going to have to figure something out. It's been stressful playing right now. I love the game. The rest of the game's great. But right now, the online servers are trash. He needs to get that fixed pronto instead of dabbing.
GeForce Spotlight of the Week.
My GeForce Spotlight of the Week has to go back to the end of last week to the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets. Those two teams battled it out all series until a game 7 happened last week where the Denver Nuggets won by 2. The Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell played a hell of a series where Mitchell was just going off for 50 numerous times. But the Nuggets had Jamal Murray and Jokic, where Jamal Murray came to play the whole series but had an awful game the last game, but Jokic came to play. That was the difference maker. It's sad to see in that type of series that one team has to lose. But on the last podcast, I did say Jamal Murray has the emotion. They will prevail in Game 7, and they did by 2 points. But it's sad, you know, Utah collapsed to the floor after the loss. You know, they, you know, were heartbroken because, you know, they played their asses off for a good 2 weeks and they didn't get what they wanted. But they're going to be great going forward. Spider Mitchell is the future of this league along with Jamal Murray. So they should not be hanging their heads. They have a lot to be positive about and I can't wait to see them come back next year. My flick of the week this week is, it's going to be kind of out of the blue, but I'm going to go with the Eric Andre Show. If you guys don't know who Eric Andre is, you've probably seen him. Guy with the big wild afro, pretty much doing whatever he wants, saying whatever he wants. Well, that's his show. It's on Hulu right now. That's where it's streaming. And it's basically just a talk show where he gets these celebrities to come on his show. He actually has Hannibal Buress as his side host. But they literally have these people on. Some people have seen the show, some people haven't. So for the people that haven't seen the show that are guests, they come on and they have no idea what to expect. They're expecting just a regular talk show, like a Jay Leno talk show, but it's the exact opposite. They just start saying random things or asking him, inappropriate questions. It's pretty funny, though. It's pretty entertaining. Great late night show. The best is when, you have a guest that comes on that has seen it, so they just go along with it, and it's super fun, funny. So definitely a good late night Hulu show if you're looking for some late night entertainment. My bet of the week this week, I'm going to take it to the baseball diamond to the West Coast. I'm going to take the Los Angeles Dodgers -1.5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. The Dodgers have one of their aces going, Walker Buehler, against Luke Weaver on the Diamondbacks, who has a 7.7 ERA. That should be enough said. The Dodgers are coming off a tough series against the Rockies, where they're looking to get back on track. So I think it's going to be all Dodgers tonight. It's always tough playing in Arizona. They always kind of just bring their A game at home, but I feel like the Dodgers are going to come out fire, and I see the Dodgers scoring lots of runs. And I think the Diamondbacks will score some runs too, but I'm calling Dodgers win 10-4 in Arizona. So lock it in. LA Dodgers -1.5 runs. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to give another shout out to the commissioner, Luke Boyd, for coming on the show today. It was a blast having you. I hope you come back, as we always need some fantasy football insight on the show. And hopefully you're still there as a commissioner. Hopefully you're not impeached by that. I don't think you will be. But there's definitely a debate up there right now, so got to bring your A game this season. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week. It's going to be a wet one. Lots of rain in the forecast, so stay indoors, play some 2K, have a ball. I'll see you guys next week, everybody. Riddle out.